Belinda presents this unabridged recording of The Fictional Woman, written and read by Tara Moss.
It was the first day of summer, and I was sitting in the front passenger seat of the family car, sipping a Dairy Queen milkshake. The cold of the milkshake froze the metal braces on my teeth, so I had to remember not to drink it too fast. My mother, Janie, was in the driver's seat. We were parked at the scenic lookout at the top of Mount Tolmie, my hometown of Victoria, British Columbia, spread out below us. My mother put down her own milkshake and took my hand. "Tara, is this what you want?" she asked, looking me in the eye. She was not referring to the milkshake, but to the sudden, rather staggering suggestion that I become an international fashion model. In many ways, I was the most unlikely candidate for a model you could imagine. Throughout my childhood, I was what many people refer to as a tomboy. I loved climbing trees and playing with toy cars. It wasn't that I hated feminine things. I just liked cars and horses and spaceships, things that could go fast and take you to exciting places and planets, more than I liked toys that needed to have their hair brushed. I preferred toy monsters to toy kitchen sets. My parents never emphasized that I was different or needed to change my preferences. These choices of mine were not conscious, at least not yet. And I didn't have a problem with girls' clothes, per se. I just hated wearing dresses because they got in the way when I was going places, like up trees. When I was 6 years old, my father took me and my sister to his work picnic. Thanks in large part to my height and the long legs that came with it, I could run faster than most kids my age, and that day I won a running race. I think it was the first time I'd ever won anything. One of the organizers led me to a table marked Girls Age 6 to 8 to collect my prize. The table was covered in wrapped gifts, and fearing I'd be stuck with a toy I would not like, I asked if I could please take a gift from the boys' table instead. The woman bent over and told me quite pointedly, "No, darling, those are for boys. These are the ones for girls." Reluctantly, I took a gift from the girls' table and opened it to find my worst fears realized. It was a Barbie doll. I held the useless doll I'd won, my first prize. "It doesn't do anything," and watched through eyes swimming with tears as the winning boys collected their Hot Wheels cars and train sets and action figures. Thankfully, my mum understood. She wiped the tears from my face and explained that we could make my prize into anything I wanted it to be, anything at all. So when we got home, she helped me to dye the Barbie's blonde hair black and add stitches to the doll's sculpted plastic cheek to transform her into a kind of Vampirella Bride of Frankenstein monster. I loved her. To this day, I wish I knew what happened to that doll.